Is the cost of living going up? Yes, it is. We get our CPI out today, Consumer Price Index. Of course, analysts are predicting 1.4% for the third quarter. That would give us an annualised rate of 4.1%, the highest since GST was introduced back in 2011. Independent economist Tony Alexander back with us. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
1.4 sit happily with you. Have you got another number?
Oh, I think it'd probably be a little bit higher than that. We saw, you know, 3 months ago when the June quarter number came out, it was 0.5% higher than common expectations. So, you know, I think people should prepare themselves for something even as high as maybe 4.5% for the past year, not just 4.1%, as you mentioned. That's where things are drifting.
How much of this is unique to us? How much of it's all over the world?
Oh, it's all over the world, basically. Your inflation rate is 5.4% in the United States. And up until a few weeks ago, most of the central bankers and the analysts were saying, oh, it's temporary, it's just supply chain. Now you've got the likes of Bank of England governor and chief economist saying, hey, maybe it's not just temporary. Maybe there's a bit more here and we should start pushing back against it.
Larry Summers, who's a famed economist, former US Treasury Secretary, he says the US economy's overheating. Do you think he's right?
Well, I think definitely that, of course, was the aim of central banks, to overstimulate the economy, because they can always drag inflation back in. But if they'd undercooked things with their policies, you know, when COVID came along, the risk is, of course, they would greatly aggravate, you know, a bit of a spiral downward. So there is monetary policy catch up to be done around the world. And we're only in the very earliest stages of that.
Indeed we are. So they move, and in them moving, does that curb inflation, or do the other issues they can't necessarily solve, the chip problem, the shipping problem, etc., does that cause them issues?
Well, it's definitely going to keep causing them issues, but what I think central banks are looking for is a second round impact. So in the old days, if you got a spike in oil prices, they'd say, that's okay, it's boosting inflation, but we'll see if it leads to higher wages and business prices going up generally. The risk now with labour in short supply around the world is that it does lead to higher wages. And because businesses can increase prices, and now it's hard for you and I to find alternatives online because of these factories, you know, closed down, etc., then they'll increase their prices as well. So those second round impacts, I think they're going to be kicking in, and the central bank's going to have to try and cut back our spending one way or another.
And what about our mandate here, the Reserve Bank's mandate on inflation? That's blown out of the water.
Well, 1-3%, you know, they've been pretty successful. Inflation has averaged exactly 2%, the middle of that, since 1992. And here's the danger. As soon as people start saying, oh, maybe they should target something higher than 1-3%, the Reserve Bank will hear their alarm bells going off and realise they're starting to lose control of this. So in no way are we going to see the target lifted.
What about people's acceptance? In other words, you say, is the price of everything going up? Yes, it is. And you're happy to pay it. And it is just what it is.
Oh, well, I don't think people are happy to pay it. And it is legitimate for people to ask for wage increases. I mean, I've long been saying we need a doubling or a tripling of the pace of wages growth in New Zealand. But of course, that will add to inflation. Yeah. And we've been on a spending binge for about, you know, 17 or 18 months now. The Reserve Bank is going to have to rein that in over the next, you know, maybe 24 months. And so they've really got no choice other than to take away the candy.
When do they rise? Well, they've already gone once, but when does it? How high does it end by, say, the end of next year?
Yeah, the Reserve Bank for the middle of 2023 have penciled in the cash rate at 2%. It was 0.25%, you know, a few weeks ago. They've penciled in 2%. I think that's undercooking it. I think the risk is they end up with the cash rate at 2.5% or higher. And I'm writing in my weekly publication this week, noting the last time they started a tightening cycle in 2004, they thought, oh, interest rates, maybe they only go at 0.5%. They went up 3.25%. So, you know, people need to be careful about some of the soothing words from the Reserve Bank there.
Great insight as always, Tony. It's a pleasure. Tony Alexander, independent economist, with us this morning.